Thank you for joining us today for our Planned Giving podcast series here at the Pius X Foundation. My name is Courtney Johnson, the Director of Advancement here at Pius X Foundation. Joining me is Patrick Timmer, an estate planning attorney here in Lincoln, Nebraska, and Doug Koenig, a trust officer here in Lincoln, Nebraska. Today's topics will briefly go over the differentiating factors between a will, a power of attorney, and an advance directive. Gentlemen, I'll pass it to you.
Thanks, Courtney. So, Pat, when I talk to clients out there, a lot of times people do ask me, what is an estate plan? What's a good answer for that?
An estate plan is a plan that you put together that helps carry out your wishes both during your lifetime and at death. You're providing for how you want your property to pass at death and the different ways that can happen. You're designating individuals to be in charge of your affairs, whether during your lifetime and during incapacity or after death. And you're giving persons the necessary legal authority to act on your behalf.
So what type of documents does that include?
A good estate plan is always going to have a will, a power of attorney, and an advance directive. Those are the three items that form the foundation of any good estate plan.
So if I want to name the foundation to be a beneficiary of part of my estate, how do I do that?
There are different ways to create a will. Most common, you're talking with your estate planning attorney to have them draft a will for you. And it's really simple to include a bequest of cash or property to a charity, whether it be Pius X Foundation or any other charity.
So I think people have a good concept of what a will is for, but what does a power of attorney do, and what's that needed for?
Power of attorney is a very important document for any estate plan. It's a document by which you give another person authority to act on your behalf and to handle your legal affairs, financial affairs, or healthcare matters. We make our own decisions during our lifetime while we have capacity. If you lose capacity, you need somebody with the authority to handle your matters. And you do that through a durable power of attorney. Typically, a power of attorney is broken into a financial power of attorney and a healthcare power of attorney. They're kind of self-defined, but they allow that person to handle your affairs when you're not able to.
And then I've heard the term living will, advance directives. What is that?
That's a written statement that you leave that directs how you want to be treated in medical situations and end-of-life situations. What type of medical treatment do you want? So permanent vegetative state, terminal illness, you're not able to communicate. An advance directive directs your family and the medical people how you want to be treated. What type of medical care should you receive in that situation?
So does a power of attorney trump an advance directive in the sense of would my power of attorney use an advance directive to guide their decision making?
Yes, they typically work hand in hand. Okay. The power of attorney is going to be making medical decisions for you in consultation with the medical staff, but you're usually not in an end-of-life situation. When you are in an end-of-life situation, that's when the advance directive or living will is going to take over and direct your medical care.
Thank you, Pat. From my perspective, when I'm working with clients, I'm always trying to figure out what will create the urgency in them to get those things done. Because, if you don't get it done, there is a will for you, but it's not the way you may want it. The state of Nebraska has a will for everybody. And it's probably not going to be your intentions on how you want things done. So I'm always telling people that, you need to create your own will and figure out what you want it to say. And you need to do that with an estate planning attorney. I think it's clear that, these are all things that people need to talk to a good professional estate planning attorney about to make sure that their intentions and their instructions are in place. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Patrick and Doug, for joining us today. I think these are great topics to just kind of cover and get some more information on for our constituencies. If you have any additional questions, you can reach out to me. I'm Courtney Johnson at the Pius X Foundation, 402-488-1046, and we look forward to having you join us on our upcoming series. Thanks so much, and God bless.